Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking about time and money. So start guessing, because I haven't had a guest with this career on the show before, so I'm really excited. My guest has been active in local, residential, and a little bit of commercial real estate since the 1980s. Her specialties include acquisition and sales, leasing and marketing of properties, buyer and seller representation, and marketing the properties. She is also well-versed in the creation of Creation of Massachusetts affordable housing aspects. Okay, yeah, I think I said that right. In a nutshell, she's got over 25 years experience in the real estate industry. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. It's a pleasure to be here.
And did I get all of that right?
You did. You did very well.
Except for the commercial part. We talked about that just a few minutes ago before we came in today, that you're mostly residential.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you do some commercial, but you can also refer out.
Yes, yes. My main focus right now is residential properties.
Okay. All right. Now, where are you originally from?
I'm from Plymouth.
Okay.
Born and raised there.
Really? You're a townie.
Well, my family is still there and just found it such a wonderful place to live. And you feel like you're on vacation 24/7. So why would you want to move anywhere else?
I love Plymouth. And I forget that I'm in Marshfield right now. The radio station's in Marshfield, and I feel like I'm talking to my hometown right now. But you're from Plymouth. You've been born and raised here, mm-hmm. and you've never lived anywhere else.
Well, I currently live in Carver with my husband.
Okay, okay.
We did move there several years ago when we were raising children. Felt we wanted a more rural feel for our family, and the school system and all was very good at the time. But they have since gone, and now we're empty nesters, and I'm thinking of probably moving back to Plymouth. It's only,
really?
10 minutes away.
Downsizing?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't think about, I'm still thinking about, building upon the current home that I have rather than downsizing. But you look young, you look beautiful, you don't look like you're ready to you don't look like you're ready to downsize. I'm so excited to have you here. I have not had a realtor on the show before. So I'm very excited.
Well, again, thank you. And it gives me an opportunity to talk about something that I love, starting back when I was with Habitat years ago.
I
know. Still am.
And you still are. See, I thought you were going to tell me that you did it years ago and you're not still with them, but you are still representing them.
I still have that recognition from being in Habitat, and people will stop me on the street and say, I know you. And I kind of explain, well, it's probably from the past. There were several articles about the builds we did in Plymouth at the time I was there, and still do help out, donation-wise, and go to their events and try to support them any way I can.
So over 15 years. Did you do any building?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not really that dexterous with my hands in that respect. So
okay.
I enjoyed speaking about the organization to the community, going out there and promoting Habitat, helping with some of the committees, doing those types of things, which administratively is always needed, in an organization like that.
Well, they need all different aspects of help.
Exactly.
Right? And
exactly.
I love Habitat. It's so beautiful. It's such a great thing. I, too, have a little soft spot in my heart for Habitat, but I didn't donate 15 years plus of my time. I donated a $28 tile trivet to one of the homes, one of the people.
Oh my goodness!
I know it's
how
nothing.
Perfect.
It's
oh,
nothing.
No,
it's
Nicole,
it was $28.
That's not true.
You're like devoting 15 years of your life.
Every little bit counts, whether it be a bag of nails or an hour of your time for something, or
really,
attending one of their events. Every little bit counts.
Every little
absolutely.
Bit counts. Yeah. All right. Now, some people. Let's talk about real estate. I'm so excited. Well, I bought my house 10 years ago, so it's not like I'm in looking for a home right now, but some people do choose to sell on their own. What do you think is one of the details that people overlook or that sort of they underestimate when they choose to do it that way and not have representation?
Well, there's several things that I think need to be discussed. And most importantly, our qualified buyers. Today's day and age, you don't know who's walking into your home. And when you open it to the public, not knowing who that is coming through your door, not knowing their intent, not knowing if they're qualified or not, it could be anyone.
How do you control that?
Well, you list with a reputable real estate agent, and that is why, one of the reasons why you do that. The second reason is the legality of the whole transaction. It's very important that people understand that selling a home today in the market today is very unlike it was 10 or 20 years ago when things were quite different and banks were quite different. And just the fact that you need proper paperwork in place, people need to be aware of deadlines and of deposits and all different types of things that go along with a real estate transaction, and that's what you pay a realtor to do for you. They're educated and trained in these aspects of the transaction.
And they really, like I said at the beginning of the show, they save you, they can save you money, and they can save you a ton of time, or they can put more money in your pocket.
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above.
But really saving you time. If you go it alone, it might take you twice as long.
That's correct.
To sell your home.
In some instances. And the marketing of your property as well. You know, how are you going to market it? Do you just put an ad on Craigslist? Or, you know, there's so many things that realtors do in the marketing aspect. And which brings me to William Ravis, who I work with. They have such superb and excellent marketing programs for people. That's one of the reasons I chose that particular agency.
Okay.
Above and beyond anyone else in the area.
Okay. All right. Well, now, what do you believe is one of the most important things to ask when you're choosing a representative? Because you're delightful, you're lovely, you're easy to talk to. You have a very calm presence about yourself and a very, you know, soft nature, I want to say.
Oh, thank you.
What is the most important thing to look for?
I think the most important thing, and I can't stress this enough, is for the person to be a full-time realtor. And that in itself, knowing that this person is going to work for you full-time, every day, marketing your property, getting the word out there, handling the transaction for you, helping you through the process, because it changes, and the process has changed tremendously in the last few years. That, to me, is key. The person you hire needs to be full-time in this profession.
Okay. So there are some realtors out there that try to just dabble in it part-time?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, what is a buyer's agent? And I believe I had one when I purchased my home. I can't remember 10 years ago. I can't remember what I did yesterday. So I really don't remember 10 years ago. But what is a buyer's agent? And what does that mean for the homeowner that is obviously, you need the explain. There's too many questions I have rolling through my head right now.
Well, in the state of Massachusetts, there is an agency requirement. When you, in fact, list a property, and that's what I like to do, as well as sell property and bring buyers to it, when you list a property, you're a seller's agent. That means your fiduciary responsibility is to the seller.
Okay, so hang on. So if I'm selling my home, I'm the seller, and I have a seller's representative.
Correct. Okay. You hire a realtor to sell your property for you.
Okay.
And anything you say to that realtor stays with that realtor in complete confidence forever.
Okay, like a priest.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay, all right. So now, but I had a buyer's agent, and so I didn't have a seller's representation. I had a buyer's agent.
Correct.
How is that different?
So again,
in layman's terms for me, please.
Okay.
We talked about
just
this earlier.
The opposite. A buyer will come into a real estate agency, ask to see a specific home, come through the internet, however, you have someone who's interested in buying, and you explain to them that you will represent them as a buyer's agent. And you will explain to them that, again, your responsibility is for them to look out for their best interest, to get them the best price for the property, to negotiate on their behalf when you find something.
I've got another question.
Go ahead.
All right. So shouldn't you have both?
So in the instance...
Can you have both?
Yes. In the instance that you have a particular situation, you can have either a buyer or a seller. So if you're a homeowner selling your property, you'll have a seller agent. And if you're a buyer coming in to buy that property, you would have a buyer agency.
But if you're selling your home, you're probably moving into another property, so you really do need both.
Correct. And you can also, just to confuse you totally, be a dual agent and be a seller and a buyer agent for one property with both the buyer and the seller.
And is that what you do?
I do it all. And okay. You need to get permission from both in order to have that type of relationship.
From both?
The buyer and the seller, to be a dual agent.
Oh, okay. Because I did read, well, we'll talk about it later. I think it's in here somewhere. I read something about how you can represent the buyer and you can represent the seller. So
correct.
That's basically what that means.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, do we have to go to break right now? Pretty much, almost. Okay, well, when we come back, I want to talk about what your favorite part of the whole process is in helping people sell their properties or purchase their properties. Okay?
Very good.
All right, so we're going to go to a commercial break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Donna Fernandez, and she is with ravies.com/agent/Donna Fernandez, and that's where you can find her. And if you're listening to the podcast, you probably know by now that you can find the podcast, and we'll have that link typed out so you don't have to memorize it. So hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to 95.9 WATD.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage banker associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, South Shore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand. And rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandez of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Donna Fernandez, and she's with William Ravies, and you can find her at ravies.com/agent/Donna Fernandez. And I really want to know what's your favorite part. Please narrow it down. Narrow it down, because I'm sure there's lots of great points and great moments about helping people and seeing their eyes light up and all of that stuff. So what's your favorite part?
Well, there's a few, and I'll try to be as brief as I can. I think the most important part is helping first-time buyers buy their first home. We all had a first home, and we all remember that excitement and anticipation and nerves and all. And that, to me, is very important, because that's the basis of everyone needing a place to live. Mm-hmm. You know, to bring a first-time buyer into a home that they definitely want to purchase, you can tell. You can tell by the look in their face. You can tell by the questions they ask. And just the idea that they are going to be stepping into that American dream. And that sounds so corny, but it's so true.
I know, but really, you're also giving them their very first experience. And you're helping give that first experience a really nice one.
Exactly.
Right? You know.
Well, you try. You know, there's a lot of emotion in these experiences with first-time buyers. And the more educated that they are, and believe me, many, many of them are today, which is wonderful because of the internet and all of the different aspects of buying.
So they're doing some homework
beforehand.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's one of your favorite things.
And the other very, very, very favorite of mine is when I walk into someone's home and they want to list the property with me to market, the anticipation of it getting on the market, the staging of the property, the professional photography that we take, all of the important things to make that property pop from the moment it's on the market for people to see. Because those initial first few days are very important, or few weeks, because people see the property in a light that no one's seen before. And I've had so many sellers say to me, I can't believe those pictures. Is that where I live? They just are so impressed with the beauty of the photography that we have locally for them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, a picture says 1,000
exactly.
words.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, now let's talk about, there's lots of information on selling out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that you'll give some tips on what a seller could focus on. We don't want to should on people. So what they can or what they could focus on, pricing and comparables, curb appeal, kitchen and baths, decluttering and lighting. Let's talk about pricing and comparables first. What should they focus on? All right, I just did it. Okay, what can they focus on?
Well, again, the full-time real estate agent that they hire will bring to them comparable properties that have sold recently, and recently meaning up to 6 months.
Okay.
You cannot use a property down the street that sold a year ago or 2 years ago or whatever. They have to be current.
And they are comparables, but they not necessarily apple to apple.
That's
because
correct.
Because I always feel like, you know, my house has more. Mm-hmm. My house is better than the other house, right?
So, exactly.
And we all feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So really, they have to do the comparables within a reasonable time frame.
Correct. 6 months. And that's what an appraiser will use when the property is in the process of being financed to appraise the property. He will or she will use 6 months of values.
Okay.
So it has to be within that 6 months.
Just to give a foundation.
Exactly.
You're just looking for some kind of a foundation, and then you sort of look at all the extra things that you have and then sort of tweak it from there.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, what about all the visuals? The kitchens and the baths, you know, that they say kitchens and baths sell. The curb appeal, it's the first thing you see. You pretty much have a good idea of what's going to be on the inside of the home, but you can't judge a book by its cover either.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
What about all the visuals? What is probably the most important thing?
Curb appeal, definitely.
Okay.
I've had people in the car with me or behind me coming into a property, and they just shake their heads and won't
say,
get
nope.
out.
Nope, not
so,
getting out. Oh my
very
God.
Important. And once you're in the property, less is better.
Less is more.
Less you have in the home, the less doodads and things that are
tchotchkes
sitting on. All those things that we all have and love. Simple, plain lines. When you walk into a property, you want everything to be very, well, as much as you can, very sterile, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use the word simple with people, and the less is better. You know, put all your personal photographs away, clean off all the tabletops, your countertops, everything should be spotless.
Yeah.
Everything should be clean as you can get it.
Yeah, and we really can do this in our daily lives because it'll make us want to live there, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, now how about purchasing? We all know location, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Schools, crime, these are things that we want to pay attention to where we're going to purchase. Is it the location is the number one?
Again.
Is it visualizing beyond what you can see and all of that other stuff?
Well, I think location does play a key part, but on the flip side of that, now for myself, for example, I'm downsizing.
Yeah.
I may not want to live in a neighborhood. I may want to live somewhere else where someone else might want to live in a neighborhood. So location, I think, is a personal thing. I think it depends on who you are and what you want for your family or your lifestyle. Yes, something in certain areas of Plymouth are more desirable than others. But again, I think it's a personal choice.
Yeah, and it's a combination. I really don't think that it's just one thing.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
It's a combination of you know, really the location and the size of the home. I mean, there's so many different things to look at, the schools and all right, well, we're going to have to go to a break. Can you tell me real quick before we go to break about let's talk about full disclosures. What does that mean to me as a purchaser?
It's very simple. whatever I know as an agent that the seller has told to me and that has allowed me to disclose to you, I will do that. And on the flip side, we also have a disclosure form that a seller will fill out mm-hmm. when they are ready to sell the home, that they write everything about the property on that. It's 4 pages long, and we give that to the prospective buyer.
Okay, so what if they don't disclose something? That happened to one of the houses we purchased. I mean, I'm on my like sixth property now. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is.
Well, you do the best you can.
You can't control everything.
Exactly.
You're not God.
That's right. And, you know, buyer beware. You do your due diligence. You go to the town hall. You look through all the town records, the building department, you know, the health department. Mm. All of the things that you can do, you do. And as much as I know, you know, I am obligated to tell you as well.
Okay. And you can help with that kind of stuff too, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Teach people where to go, what to look for.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We are with Donna Fernandes with William Ravis. I said it wrong.
Either or.
Oh, sorry. Is it like tomato, tomato? All right. Well, you can find her at ravis.com/agent/Donna Fernandes. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. You can find more information at powerfulwomenrevealed.com about everything that's going on with me and all my powerful gals. And I hope you'll stay with us right here on 95.9 WATD.
If the idea of cleaning your home is unpleasant or you just can't find the time, the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company is here for you. Their friendly employees are hardworking and dedicated to exceeding your expectations. At the Sisters Maid Cleaning Company, they conveniently service the South Shore and Cape Cod. They can accommodate cleaning for you weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or even help you with a special one-time cleaning. Email Claudia at thesistersmaid@gmail.com or call 508-360-4892 today.
When was the last time you had a massage? KK's Massage can help you if you are experiencing lower back or neck pain. At KK's Massage in Plymouth, you can reduce your stress, sore muscles, and strengthen your health and well-being with a therapeutic massage. Help your body recover so you can move and feel better at KK's Massage. You can achieve optimum health and wellness with a KK's Massage membership program, too. KK's Massage, formerly in Kingston, is now at 45 Samoset Street in Plymouth. Visit KKSMassage.com today.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Donna Fernandes with William Ravis. And I just want to ask you, you know, we're talking about how what to look for in your home, what to look for when you're purchasing a home, you know, how to look past all that stuff if somebody's not going to declutter and what have you. Let's talk about the market conditions. How important is it to be open-minded to the current market conditions, which is meaning the current market pricing? For all those comparables, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, as a seller, in pricing your property, you would look towards your real estate agent, who again is full-time and would be able to help you with all the statistics of what's happening in the community to give you a good idea of what the property should be priced at, how much, you know, leverage you would have if you wanted to raise the property price a little to give you a little more negotiating power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's important. As far as a buyer is concerned, it's important that they listen to the realtor with the comparables that they bring to the table to show you what the property is worth. So say, for example, you have a property in the market for $400,000,
mm-hmm.
and you're showing your client, your buyer client, and they want to make an offer. Well, you would show them comparables that have sold in the last 6 months in that price range for a property very similar to that. Now, say you only come up with anything that's worth, say, $350,000 to $375,000. Well, maybe that $400,000 price is an overpriced property. So by looking at comparables and talking to your buyer, educating them, that helps them with their decision. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of it, when you go in to list a property to market it for someone, when you bring the comparables to the seller, it also shows them what sold, because everyone always believes their home is worth more than what it is,
what
unfortunately.
It is. Yeah. Well, it's just, it's really important to be realistic.
Exactly.
Because do you want to sit on your home and then in 3 months from now be, you know, kicking yourself that, gosh, we should have, you know, priced it properly to begin with, mm-hmm. when Donna suggested it? Or, I mean, really, that's what we're getting down to. Because if you don't price it properly, you're going to sit on it longer.
Correct. And it's also the motivation of the seller and mm-hmm. the owner of the property. If they, you know, want to sell quickly, then the property should be priced correctly. Mm-hmm. If they have, you know, a little bit of time because they want to look and see if there's something, if they're moving to Florida or moving down the street to get a feel for the market, you know, that's not, you know, that you could do that too.
Some people are not in a rush.
Motivation is key.
And they're okay to sort of give it a, let's give it a go. Let's see how it goes. But the longer it's on the market, that's not good either, right?
Again.
There's so many things to
think about. There's so many reasons and so many, yes.
You just have to be realistic.
If you want to sell, yes, definitely. And in this market, the inventory is very low.
And nobody wants to leave money on the table.
No, absolutely correct.
So that's why everybody thinks that their house is worth more than mm-hmm. it actually is. And well, the housing, the whole market is getting better right now, right?
Well, spring is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely, spring is the best time of the year to sell.
I know,
your
but this year in general as well, 2015, no? Mm-hmm. Is it getting better?
I think all the signs are there.
Yeah.
I do think the signs are there. Time will tell.
We bought our home, I think, in 2004, mm-hmm. which crashed in 2008 or something like that?
It did.
2009.
The market did change.
Well, hopefully we're heading into a better direction. Now let's talk about, so really you're not going to discredit yourself if a house is put on the market for $400,000 and you bid for $350,000. You might not necessarily discredit yourself as a purchaser, as long as you have all that information.
Correct. And again, it's up to your buyer agent to help you with that decision. And it's also a good thing for you as a buyer, you know, to be out there looking and seeing what else is sold, what other style home has sold in the neighborhood, just to get a feel to make mm-hmm. sure, you know, that that's something that you want to invest your money in, that particular property in that particular area.
Okay, now let's talk about pre-approval and pre-qualifying. What is the difference between those two things?
It's very simple. Pre-approval, you've actually sat down, I say that figuratively because everything's done by email today.
And we're all standing.
And presented all of your financial information to a qualified mortgage agent,
okay,
or officer or bank, whoever you work with. So you've given him all of your information and he's pre-approved you for a certain amount of mortgage.
Okay.
A pre-qual, you can just go online and type numbers in and see what comes up and, oh my God, I'm pre-qualified.
Ah.
So you really need, especially in today's market, I personally will not bring a buyer out there unless they've been pre-approved, because I want to make sure for their sake as well as the seller's sake that I'm bringing a qualified buyer to them.
A qualified buyer. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not pre-approved and then they decide to turn in papers and give a bid on the property and oops, yeah, sorry, the bank's not going to lend them money.
Right. And in order to...
And then you've just wasted everyone's time.
Correct. In order to present an offer on a property, you need a pre-approval from a bank as a buyer. You need that today.
Okay.
You need that.
Mm-hmm. In order to present a property, to put it on the market.
No, to buy one.
To buy
one. To present an offer to a seller.
Oh.
You need a pre-approval letter in your hand.
Oh.
And any good agent will tell you that. And we'll also ask you to have that before you start previewing properties with them.
Yeah, because if you don't get that, then again, you've messed up and screwed mm-hmm. up everybody's time.
Exactly.
And effort. Okay. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We got to take another break. We're going to talk some more a little bit. And Donna's got something she's going to share with us that are up and coming. So I hope you'll stay with us. We're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you looking to purchase a home or refinance? One of the biggest misconceptions reasons about mortgage lending is that it doesn't matter where you go, but service and outcome do matter. Stacy Jordan with Benchmark Mortgage and Equal Housing Opportunity, license number 23543, has built a solid reputation for over 16 years. Where there are multiple offers on a property, Benchmark is known for being the respective choice. Let Stacy help you with honest and up-to-date information. Contact her today at stacyjordan.benchmark.us.
What if you could be a leader, be more health conscious, and provide a safer and cleaner environment for your family all at the same time? Bonnie Templeman has been with Shackley for over 30 proud years, and she can help you attain a healthy lifestyle and build an environmentally friendly team. Shackley stands by their exceptional product line, and they stand by you. Contact Bonnie at btempleman.com to get started on a better path of health and well-being and become the leader you've always dreamed of being. Visit btempleman.com today. Come embrace one change today. To honor and challenge others to question so they live their truth. That is the core belief behind Nikki Pakula's integrated body work at Seed of Changes. Do you deeply want to make a change, shift your old limiting beliefs, and are you open to listening to what your body is trying to tell you? The remote or in-person integrated body work that Nikki helps her clients with is especially for spiritual seekers and their animal companions. Ready to feel healthier, more energized, connected, and centered? Take the first step. Contact Nikki Pakula at seedofchanges.com today.
Good afternoon. Whoops, sorry. We're back. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Donna Fernandes with William Ravis. And, you know, we never even mentioned in the beginning, where is your office located?
My office is at 29 Main Street in Plymouth.
Okay.
And we also are affiliated with the Duxbury office on Railroad Avenue. William Ravis is a family-owned real estate firm with offices down the entire South Shore, also in New York, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. Our main office, headquarters, are in Connecticut. And we have a very, very far reach internationally as well. So I can assist anyone with a property anywhere in the world, actually, through a referral basis,
okay,
which we do quite a bit of that as well. Because we're such a mobile society, people are moving constantly, it seems, does it not?
Really? I know. And people are moving into homes more and more right now. This is what I feel like in 2015. Mm-hmm. No? Yes?
Yes. It's begun very active, actually, for myself. I've been very busy since January,
mm-hmm,
with a lot of business, and we are looking forward to that continuing through 2015.
And we do want to mention that you are a member of BNI.
Yes, I am.
And you are going, go ahead, share.
Well, let's back into that conversation a little bit. I was a past member of BNI in Plymouth and have now...
For 5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
For 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And thought that it was time to initiate and grow a new group in the Plymouth area, which I am doing with someone else who has helped me sponsor the BNI.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got a name for it yet, but we are going to be meeting on Thursday mornings at 9 o'clock, hopefully, definitely the 9 o'clock spot, and trying to bring a whole different level of people and professions in that time slot. Most BNIs meet at 7:30 in the morning.
I know, so hard to get to. I know. My bus comes at 8:30. So you're really trying to reach some different really career professionals that can't do that 7:30 in the morning and want to join a new group in the Plymouth area.
That's correct.
Okay. And you don't have a location yet?
Not yet. We're still working on that.
So what's your time frame? Couple of months, you think?
Probably. We're going to have a very small pre-planning meeting
in
a few weeks and try to get things together for that and get it off the ground. They like you to have at least, 15 members to start a group. And we do have quite a few. We have about 10 now.
Oh, okay. Already?
Yeah. So it's going to be a very vibrant and active group. I can feel it. I know it's going to happen. It was just meant to be for this to happen this time.
And let's talk about the reason why.
Well, it's a very personal reason. And when I was a member of the Pine Hills BNI, a very dear friend of mine, Lisa Mullen, had passed away recently. And I feel that she was my mentor. She was the reason I was in BNI. She had that beacon of light every time you walked into a room. And I really feel that this is something that I need to do in memory of Lisa.
Oh, so she's still mentoring.
I believe so. I believe so.
Well, that is just wonderful. And I would love to come and visit your new location. I can't wait. I'm excited for a 9 o'clock time slot. I got to get past the weekly thing, though. But anyway, you know, you have to do the weekly. You have to be committed.
You do. And it's amazing the business that one can receive and give from this particular type of networking group. It's just amazing.
I've heard the numbers. Just millions, right?
I was at the awards dinner last night, and some of these groups give over $2 million worth of business in a year.
Where they're exchanging and
referrals. It's all about referrals.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I do want to talk about another event because we do have a little bit more time. You've got a Habitat Gala coming up.
Yes, the annual Habitat Greater Plymouth Habitat Gala is being held on May 1st at the Radisson right here in Plymouth. You can go online, and it's a fundraiser. It's the annual event. It's always well attended. Last year, I think it sold out, and the tickets are online at their website. And it's a fabulous event. It's a great organization. I can't tell you enough good things about the people that are part of the organization, the families that support it, and the wonderful people that end up owning a Habitat property.
So it's obviously a dinner?
It is a dinner, yes, with a silent auction, of course.
Oh, okay.
I think there's going to be some local artists that are going to be contributing some of their works to this.
Oh.
And it's a very nice event, and we've done it for many, many years. I can't remember how many, but it's well attended, and I'm sure you wouldn't be disappointed if you decided to attend.
I'm thinking also about the silent auction. Mm-hmm. I could try to give a little something away.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, we're almost out of time. How much time do we have? Oh, we only have a couple of minutes. Okay. Who inspires you in your industry?
My clients. My clients are just, you can't explain because everyone's different. And each person that you come in contact in this business is so, how do you put a word to this?
I can't imagine the relationships that you build because you're riding around with them and they're not getting out of the car because the curb appeal is not so great. And just the great relationships that you're building.
And people that are purchasing homes, this is a big investment. This is probably one of the biggest investments of their lives.
It is. It is for me.
So it's very important that you have that camaraderie with your client and that they trust you. And that is key. And they trust your integrity. They trust what you tell them. They follow through with your advice. I mean, all those things is relationship building. Yes.
Yeah. Trust is huge. They have to trust you.
Absolutely.
Because they're kind of putting themselves in your hands.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Now, if there was one thing you could change, what would you want to change about this whole real estate industry? Anything?
I think it's basically the perception that people have of a realtor. I don't think they understand the concept of what we do and how much work we do. And all of this is, you know, riding on the thought that we may or may not earn a commission. But we do it anyway.
But you do it anyway. And you truck through snow and you get bit by dogs and all kinds of things happen to you, right?
Well,
you get speeding tickets because you're running late. And I mean, all the things because you're always on the road.
That's true.
All the things you go through, whether you're, you know, you don't know if you're going to get the commission because you don't know if they're going to pull the trigger and go to that final closing day.
That's correct. That's correct. So it's, you know, it's something that you have to love. You have to love what you do, which I do. And the fact that we do work very hard, you know, through the whole process. And I think that people really need to understand that that's what we do. That's why we're paid. And believe me, you know, if you count down the hours that sometimes you put into a transaction,
You're getting paid like $3 an hour, right? All right. Well, we really need to ultimately be grateful for our realtors that are helping us, right, through the whole
thank
process.
Thank you, Nicole. Yes,
right?
Thank you.
All right, well, we are out of time. I want to thank you very much for being here today. I want to thank you for listening. You can go and find Donna Fernandes at williamravis.com/agent/Donna Fernandes. I want to thank you so much for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. For more information, you can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com. And now we're on YouTube, so we got a YouTube channel, and you can watch our video that we're taping today with Miss Donna. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.